launched more than 210 missiles and over 30 drones against Ukrainian targets, the biggest air assault of the war, the BBC's James Waterhouse.
We're getting reports of more than 10 missiles hitting the western city of Lviv. There is a high-rise building that's very much on fire in the city of Odessa in the south. The damage looks quite extensive there. And then the city of Sumy in the northeast, which has come under shelling from across the Russian border, and then Kharkiv in the east as well, which has come under missile attack.
At least 18 people were killed. The military did intercept more than 100 missiles and drones. There's no sign Israel is slowing its offensive against Hamas as it expands into central Gaza. That despite a ceasefire proposal Egypt put forth this week. But there are ongoing negotiations, as the BBC's Yolande Nell reports from Jerusalem.
What is being seen as encouraging is the fact that these indirect negotiations are going on. We know that a senior Hamas delegation arrived in Cairo last night to give its response to the latest Egyptian proposal.
There are dangerous waves and flooding along parts of the California coast. The power was off for a while in the coastal city of Capitola in Santa Cruz County, which flooded. This business owner is concerned.
This was supposed to be a very good weekend for us. You know, after Christmas, people get money and they come and shop. So right now, I don't know what to do.
Maine's Secretary of State ruled former President Donald Trump is ineligible to appear on the state's 2024 primary ballot because he violated the 14th Amendment by taking part in an insurrection on January 6, 2021 at the U.S. Capitol. CBS News legal contributor Lori Levinson.
At this point, many states are looking to the U.S. Supreme Court for further guidance on what exactly Section 3 of the 14th Amendment provides and whether or not the events of January 6 and the former president's involvement in those events mean that he is disqualified from appearing on state presidential ballots.
Another loss for the Detroit Pistons.
The struggling Detroit Pistons forced overtime against the league best Celtics. Celtics announcer Mike Gorman on NBA TV.
And that will do it. A huge sigh of relief.
It was not enough to overcome Boston 128-122, so the Pistons have matched the longest losing streak in NBA history. But unlike the Philadelphia 76ers, the Pistons have matched the record of 28 consecutive losses in one season, not two. The Pistons need a victory at home against Toronto on Saturday night to avoid breaking the record. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin's Board of Regents will meet again Friday morning. On Wednesday night, they fired UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao after they learned he was making online pornography. The Board of Regents will meet in closed session to discuss ongoing personnel matters and to talk with legal counsel about potential litigation. Young people of color are still going to prison at disproportionate rates. Advocates for alternative sentences say young people need to be better equipped for life after incarceration.
It's not only about a public safety argument, though I think it's very important to recognize that kids who are held in these facilities are in fact more likely to reoffend and more likely to reoffend on a more serious charge the next time.
Joshua Rovner is the Youth Justice Director for the Sentencing Project. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks road trip continues as they face the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin says he's not concerned about scoring points these days. He's concerned about playing defense.
I don't worry too much on the offensive end. There's going to be days where the ball doesn't fall, but I try to focus, if we could continue to make progress on the defensive end because, defense wins championships. It's a cliche, but it's true. We got to be able to defend April, May, and June.
NFL New Year's Eve. It's the Packers and the Vikings on Sunday Night Football. Running back A.J. Dillon was at his locker with a cast on his broken right thumb, and I asked him, if he's ready for the crowd noise inside that Viking stadium.
It's an awesome atmosphere we're going to be going into. Sunday night football, it's everything that we want is kind of right there for us. So this is what you kind of look forward to when you grow up playing football, these types of games.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A few lingering clouds this morning, and then it will become mostly sunny by later this afternoon. We'll get to around 39 for a high today. The wind, northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear, low of 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 37. Could see a few light snow showers tomorrow night into Sunday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's topical.
Oh, no! Oh! Oh, we've been whammed!
We apologize to our wonderful, wonderful
to
listeners.
To all our listeners.
The library in Wisconsin Rapids is typically quiet, like most. But did you know it can get loud when there's live music? The McMillan Memorial Library is the home to the Cowboy Union Jam, featuring classic country, bluegrass, and gospel music. It's even bringing new interest to the old pedal steel guitar. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
I've got Sage up and on it.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
6:14.
Sorry about that, folks.
Yep.
A little late getting to the switch here this morning.
Well, we were here.
We were here.
We were here, the guy at the switch.
It's a big switch in Madison.
Right. It wasn't Todd. Todd was here.
Todd's never.
No, he's always here.
He's always the guy.
5 o'clock.
Look at you and me. If anybody's watching on video, how about these little Packer backers?
Right. Look at us.
Both wearing our green gold.
Looking good.
We are.
Not bad, huh?
We're not that we think the end is near.
We might bash them in certain aspects of their organization.
Yeah.
But we sure want them to win on Sundays.
Yeah, I saw, though, I'm not that nearly the sports guy you are, but there's no quarterback for the Vikings.
I know. I don't even know this guy they're playing, to be honest with you.
He had a concussion, then he was out. Now
I thought I knew every quarterback in the history of the NFL, and I don't know this guy.
Right. So, I mean, we do have a chance.
But I will say this. There are times when these guys come out of nowhere. They get their shot.
Right.
And it's like lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
And part of it is because, and this happens in baseball a lot when you get a young pitcher up and he just blows guys away. It's, oh, this guy's going to be a megastar. And then the other guys figure him out. Yeah. I mean, there's so much time invested in studying people.
Right.
Their tendencies, their strengths, their weaknesses, all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And it's, boom, they go after him.
And they haven't had time to study this guy. So it's going to be interesting. I wonder, you know, this is...
It'll be interesting.
And...
Just, you know what? My attitude is this. Even like last year, losing to the Lions in that horrible game here at Lambeau that everybody thought we were going to win.
Yes.
At least they took it to the last game. I just hate it when you're out of the running before the last game.
Right.
It's like, why even play those games? It's like, it's not even an exhibition game. It's like, let's just not get hurt game.
I think it's the Bears. You know what I mean? That our last game is the Bears.
Right.
And that's
going to be. They're not going any place either.
But... No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It might just be.
But, I mean, I'll tell you what, man. I mean, I'm going to sound like the old guy here, but I don't care. Back in the mid-80s when I covered this team, and they were out of the running literally by, like, Thanksgiving.
Right.
And it's like you're covering these games, and it's like, and you go in the locker rooms, it's the same, I hate to say excuses.
That's
we just had a couple of bad breaks, right. And boy, we're not quitting, man. We're playing hard, and we're whatever. And, those were not fun days. I mean, it was fun. It was always a pleasure to cover the Packers as a sportscaster, but it's like, oh.
How difficult is it for you as a reporter, but also a fan of sports, to not, you know, say, hey, come on, guys, like, all the excuses in the world kind of thing?
I don't know that.
You know what? And this is no lie. In TV, again, you lived on the shows. You needed those shows. You needed guys to show up on Sunday nights. You needed guys to, you know, come during the week to different things. So you had to, right, there was a fine line you had to walk.
So you had to be nice to him to get him on your
show. Yeah, because there's, like, James Lofton wouldn't talk to me. Because I ripped him one time on there and showed a drop pass. Yet he would never talk to me again. I bet to this day he probably still remembers that and won't talk to me.
Wow.
Yeah, there were a couple other guys, too.
I would have been, I don't know if I would have played that game. I would have been, look, for the money you're charging, for the money you're making, you guys suck.
Yeah, I know. But then when it's Sunday night and you need a co-host, you know what I mean? The assistant equipment manager just doesn't fill the bill.
Right.
No disrespect to equipment.
No.
Actually, you know what would be the most fun guy in the world to have on?
Red.
Is the Packers equipment manager.
Yeah.
That's Red Batty.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Oh, my God. We could sit here with
Red. They
know
everything. They hear all the stories.
We'd say, Todd, just turn it on. You can go get coffee. Go do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And he will sit here and he will regale us with unbelievable stories of his history in the National Football League.
Yeah.
Like the time... Are we going to break already?
We are. Well, we started so
we're
late.
Just getting warmed up.
We are. All right. We got a lot going on today, too.
And by the way, Todd,
yeah,
did you taste his scalp tails?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
So good.
Unbelievable. We're opening up a restaurant. Just scalp potatoes and ham.
I told him we'll call it Milton's, right? And it'll be all of his home cooking kind of stuff.
I love this. Mino and the Mayor, we're getting started here on a Friday?
It all
morning.
Did.
Oh, thanks, Dad. Back up, please. It's just a job.
This is
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Make this New Year's Eve about toasting to new beginnings, not worrying about dinner preparations. Let Quality Foods do the cooking with complete New Year's prime rib dinners. Just heat and serve. Imagine welcoming the new year with open arms and a table full of delights. Quality Foods will craft a festive feast, each bite filled with the warmth of the season, so you can focus on what truly matters. Order your hassle-free New Year's prime rib dinner now from Quality Foods locations in Wisconsin Rapids. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Engineering issue down in Madison, so they got that all fixed, and we are back. We have a good lineup today. Cole Duncan's coming in. Yesterday we talked about the some articles about the 10 most talked about businesses in Green Bay, and he was one of them. He's got that Bay Area Burger over on South Broadway.
And I just want to say, you know what I want to invent?
What's
a faster microwave.
Well,
when you're back there trying to heat up something, you got to get them faster. How could you, I mean, microwaves have been around now for, 40 years?
Yep.
And somebody hasn't come up a way to make them a little quicker?
I feel like the one my mom had when I was younger.
Yeah, it was quicker.
Quicker.
I agree.
And now what took like 2 minutes now takes like 6 minutes.
Absolutely, right? What's happened with microwaves?
Hey, no, I think...
Hey, I'm making my day. I could heat up a cup of soup and... 4 seconds.
No, what you guys gotta you can set the intensity. Right?
I like this. Set the intensity. Just go off one day.
What's that? Yeah.
On you.
Yeah. We're getting there.
I can tell you the Red story quick.
Yeah.
So I think I told this story before. He was with Houston. And Earl Campbell was gonna get a bonus if he gained like 1,000 yards or something.
Love you, Blue.
And he had like 978. Okay, in the game. And he still had like the owner called down to Red and told him to talk to the head coach and pull him out of the game so he wouldn't have to pay him that bonus.
Wow.
How'd you have to go up to Earl Campbell and say, Earl, hey, brother, you ain't getting that bonus. Skull.
Oh, he was something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Red could tell so many stories, it's unbelievable. But anyway, go back to the microwave thing.
No, I think, well, first of all, if the reason you're complaining about the microwave is that our kitchen is, why don't we just put the microwave closer to us?
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah, that would take probably 2 minutes off your cooking time right
so there. So it's 11 steps down the hall. Or kill this.
No, I think with microwaves, you can set the intensity because I've put coffee in there and it was set higher and it started like boiling.
Really?
Yeah. So you
can do that.
Throttle back.
By the way, you know we were talking about getting in shape in 24?
Oh, yeah.
We put our goals together yesterday.
I'm all there. We're not done yet, but.
I'm going to do 1,000,000 steps.
I don't think so.
I'm going to do 1,000,000 steps. How many would that be a day?
Yeah, I'm going to figure that out right now.
Figure it out. 1,000,000 divided by 365. My goal is 1,000,000 steps. And you know why I say that? You know why I say that?
Oh, wait a minute. That's nothing. That's 2,700 a day.
Well, that's still for every day. Todd, there's a movie. It was a really weird movie, but kind of a good movie with, what's his name? He's a real good actor. I really like him. You know who I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do I always do this? He's like the most famous actor. He was in A Star Is Born, the remake.
Oh, okay.
Into the Shallows. You know who I mean?
No, not at all.
He's in there with Lady Gaga. Everybody thought they had a little something. Bradley Cooper. If I come back as a guy, I want to look like Bradley Cooper, by the way. So anyway, it was this movie where he got run out of the industry, the cooking. He was a chef. And he got run out of the business for some really shady things. Okay? Uh-huh. And so he was going to do his own penance, and he went and he worked at an oyster place where they bring in the oysters and they have to shuck them. And he said he wasn't going to try to go back into the business until he shucked 1,000,000 oysters. And it took him months and months and months and months and months and months and months, but he shucked 1,000,000 oysters. He'd write it down every day.
Wow.
So that's my goal for 2024 is to walk 1,000,000 steps.
You can do that. That's going to be fun to track. So, Todd, we talked yesterday, and then we got busy because we had some great guests yesterday, and I got some nice comments on our guests too. That Steve Schneider was
great.
An interesting guy, and he's done a lot with rural technology to hook him up to the internet, and the county
Bugaloosa or whatever.
Pardon me?
Was it Bugaloosa or something?
Bug Tussle.
Yeah, and he worked with the county, and he wants to talk about that program because that really benefits a lot of our listeners. So
correct me if I'm wrong. Was that the name of the hometown of the Clampets?
Yep. No. It was Mayberry RFD, wasn't it?
No, they weren't from Mayberry.
No, but isn't Bug Tussle the...
I thought that was the name of their hometown back in... And nobody ever knew what state they were actually from.
I will say, you're onto something. It has to do with an old show... And that was their hometown. But I thought, Cole's here. I thought that was had to do more with Mayberry, but it probably
No, they didn't have anything to do with each other. Those two shows didn't intertwine.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that outside of Mayberry, was there another town called Bug Tussle?
No. Okay. It was Raleigh. I always talked about going to Raleigh.
Okay.
Remember? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think Bug Tussle is where Granny was from. Or if it wasn't Granny, it was her sister, Pearl. What? You remember Pearl?
Not at all.
You don't remember? Okay. Oh, my God. I've watched every episode of Beverly Hills 25 times.
Beverly Hills times. That was a great.
I watched a scary movie again yesterday.
Yes, I heard that.
Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
You know, you can have all these crazy movies now and the slasher films, whatever. Nothing in modern day is more scary than the 1967 classic Wait Until Dark.
Yeah.
Maybe the scariest movie I've ever seen in my life. You ever see it, Todd?
No, I haven't.
Is it black and white?
No, it's color. It is so good. You know what was so gorgeous?
Who wrote it? Unbelievable. I mean, who directed it? Was that a Hitchcock movie?
No. Audrey Hepburn. Man, she used to be good looking. Remember her Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Yeah.
And you know what? She was a spy in World War II.
Was she really?
Yeah, she was a courier for the Danish underground. And she was good looking, so she would flirt. She would be on her bike, and she would take messages from one resistance group to the other. And she would flirt with, like, the German guards. And, you know, yada, yada. Didn't do it, but yada, yada. And they would let her go through. And she would have been sent to a concentration camp and killed if they had found that out.
Wow.
Yeah. How's that for courage? Right.
That's great. Hey, guys, I want to wrap this up, this New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
So as we talked about yesterday, and I just want to compliment myself. Far be it for me to do that.
When I was mayor.
But no, I Donna pulled out our New Year's resolutions from last year, and we checked a lot of boxes.
Okay.
I mean, one of mine was to entertain in my home once a month.
Okay.
And I had like Mike Smith over. I had some other people. I'd bring out the china, make whatever they want. So that was something I accomplished. But anyway, we are doing a personal goal, a family goal, a work goal, and a community goal.
All right.
So Johnny's personal goal is 1 million steps. Mm-hmm. Mine is to run a 10K. And Todd, I didn't get yours. You don't think about it?
No, remember I was going to get more mobile with my knee and stuff like that?
Yeah, but that wasn't measurable.
For me, it's measurable, right? If I'm able to get around better and I can actually walk up steps and stuff like that.
I would give it to him.
All right, fine.
I'd give it to him.
I will just put
Of all the people here, Todd's the one I trust.
Right.
He's the one I trust.
That he would
not
measure
another
it.
Person that comes into this office who right. I trust as much as I trust
and
Todd.
Todd, if you say to us next December that, you know, when I made this resolution, I could only bend my knee at 45, and now I can do it. You know what I mean? I'll believe you.
We believe you, Todd.
All right. So, hey, what is the work goal? Your New Year's resolution for work.
Make some money.
Okay, the community goal. Let's jump to that.
Yeah, let's do that.
The community goal, I have two. My work goal is to raise money through the pasty sale.
Okay.
$5,000.
All right. Great. Mine is to get the new Bart Starr sign up. Get that taken care of.
Well, that would be a community goal.
That's what I mean. I thought we're on community now.
No, I was on my work goal because I work there.
Okay.
A community goal. That's a great one is Bart Starr.
Yeah. Bart Starr signage. Get that whole corner taken care
of.
And find a sponsor for the community center / museum at the new veterans facility in Green Bay. Those are my two goals.
Wow.
Yeah. Those are my two goals.
Those are big.
Well, the one would be $75,000. I got to raise $75,000. The other one I think we can do carte blanche. Not carte blanche. What's the term I'm looking for? When something's for free. I think everybody's good doing it. What is it?
Jim?
What's the word?
No, I said Jim. Do you know that?
What's that word? You know, not carte blanche. It's a French word for I'll do it for free. French word, do it for free. French.
Good gratitude or
something like that. We got to send it to a break. We got Cole. We got a guest in. We're embarrassing ourselves here.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. Russia has unleashed one of its biggest missile attacks on Ukraine since it invaded the country 22 months ago. At least 12 civilians have been killed and residential buildings have been hit in the capital, Kyiv, and other cities and regions. Maine's elected Democratic Secretary of State says former President Trump is not eligible to be on the Republican presidential primary ballot. CBS News election law contributor David Becker.
The United States Supreme Court could at any time take this case. They can move very quickly if they choose to and allow for a decision to be made relatively quickly.
An American-Canadian-Israeli citizen named Judith Weinstein Haggai died during the Hamas attack on Israel, says CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The 70-year-old woman was seized by Hamas during the October 7th attack. Her community says she was murdered in the massacre and that her body remains in the custody of Hamas in Gaza.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden called the recently passed former U.S. Senator Herb Kohl one of the finest people he ever worked with. State Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler.
The only person that he was working for was you, the voter. It wasn't about special interests or about big money donors or anything else. He was there to do the work because he loved Wisconsin and he wanted to lift Wisconsin up.
Flags around Wisconsin are lowered to half staff until after Cole's funeral. He died Wednesday after a brief illness. Cole was 88. Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstedt is filing a petition with the Wisconsin Elections Commission to try and keep Donald Trump's name off Wisconsin's presidential ballots next year. The commission has already rejected the petition, though it is likely to end up in the courts. I'm Nate Buggyhout, Civic Media News.
The deep three.
Deep three right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
A few lingering clouds this morning, and then it will become mostly sunny by later this afternoon. We'll get to around 39 for a high today. The wind, northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear, low of 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 37. Could see a few light snow showers tomorrow night into Sunday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Wendy's Peppermint Frosty and Frosty Cream Cold Brew make the perfect gift for anyone in your life, especially for you. Yeah, this year you're sitting on your own lap and getting yourself what you want, finally. And now every day this season, unlock 20% off your total when you get any small, medium, or large Frosty in the Wendy's app. So order something from your own wish list this year.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's with app offer and registration. Applies to menu items only. Taxes and fees excluded.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
That's truth. 2025, summer of 2025. Give them a call, PellaWindowsAndDoors.com. You can check them out at PellaWI.com. Have them come in for a free consultation. You've done it. You've had them come in. They did the work for you. They do tremendous work. They have rated the highest quality, most preferred by Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay area homeowners. PellaWindowsAndDoors.com. A year and a half of free financing. Think about that. PellaWI.com.
Great company. Hey, speaking of great companies, that's my segue, John. Yesterday,
you're such a radio guy.
I am. I'm learning from the best. That's why. So, yesterday we talked about there was an article in the Press Gazette that talked about the 10 most talked about businesses in 2023. And most of them were restaurants, although one of them was a radio show, WGBW.
Yeah.
I know, so I got to interview you. But one of them was, I wasn't surprised at all that it was on there.
I don't do interviews with small radio stations.
but one of them that was on there that was no surprise to me was Bay Area Burger. And Cole, how do you say your last name again?
Ducton.
Cole Ducton, young entrepreneur.
Cole, just so you know, he will mispronounce it every time.
If you want to get technical, it's Dutton.
Every time.
It's Dutton?
What, Dutton?
Yeah. Yep.
Is that French?
Yeah, French.
French-Canadian?
Haitian.
Yeah.
Yeah, my real dad's from Haiti.
Okay, and that's where your grandfather was from?
Well, that's
where
the French was. French?
Okay.
Directly, yep.
All right.
Was it the French that kind of...
We don't need to get into all the,
that's
the,
what
all
I
the
mean.
History. I don't.
But then the Haitians did a big revolution.
Exactly.
Took it back.
Yep.
Yeah, I've read about that. That's awesome.
That is true.
And he knows about it. But you grew up here. Went to East De Pere.
West De Pere High School.
West De Pere.
We're rivals. Hold on now.
Oh yeah.
Hold on.
Hey Cole, he's just getting warmed up.
Yeah, just wait. I'll get this.
He's got a lot more flubs coming up.
I'll get this next part right.
Here we go.
You always had a love for the culinary world.
Yeah.
And then you went to Minneapolis, you went to Hilton Head, down to Florida.
Wow.
All in the food service business, chef business.
Yep.
And then you came back here. And actually, I should be asking you these questions. I know you pretty well. I was going to say,
keep going. It's early in the morning. You guys got me out of bed. I'll sit here and listen.
Thanks for coming in. Anyway, you wanted to open up a restaurant, and you started with a food truck. Tell us.
I moved back in 2019, winter 2019, and I took a position at the Green Bay Country Club, executive chef over there. And end of summer 2020, we had a food truck event there, and got me thinking. I've never seen food trucks around here that much, so I looked into it. By mid-September, I had a food truck sitting in my driveway. I already knew what I was going to do. I've been doing smash burgers on my menu for, you know, the last 8 years.
Explain a smash burger.
So a smash burger is just the way it's prepared. So, you know, my version, I've crafted it into my own version. What we do, take a 4-ounce, you know, certified Angus beef patty. We smash it paper thin with a 2-pound cast iron, right? So griddle, flat top, nice and crispy on one side. We flip it over. I put American cheese on. It's got to be the shitty, melty American cheese. I mean, we actually use real shitty, melty American cheese.
What kind of melty cheese?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a swear word you just said?
No, of course not.
What is it? What kind of cheese is it?
American cheese, you know, the melty kind.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Continue. All right, so you put out the American cheese.
Yep. The American cheese.
Go ahead, Cole.
I think it's a Haitian word.
It is. No, it is. It is. It's a mix.
The mix. Mm-hmm.
All right. French-Haitian.
All right.
Got it.
It's called Creole.
Okay, the Creole. All right, we put on the Creole American.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Go ahead.
Right, so that melts through all the grooves, right? You smash it paper thin. That melts through all the grooves. You flip it over. We do a golden brioche bun out of Golden Home Bakery in Appleton. Pickles, American. Dijon and mayo on it. Caramelized onions. So
Johnny was just asking for the benefit of our listeners. He's had plenty of them.
But you know what? You know what's kind of ironic, though? The first day we decided to do this show, and first night we came, looked at the studios, looked at everything, said, hey, let's go out and have a little, you know, celebration for, you know, we're starting something new. We came to your place.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, we did.
Me and awesome. Chris.
Yeah.
That's where we came.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming in.
Yeah. And it's, you're located right on Broadway. So the food truck, though, was a segue to the bricks and mortar. So do you still have the food truck?
Yep. Still have the food truck.
Oh, you still do events?
Yep. Still do events. Full calendar events. We're already booked in 2024.
What I like about your place is pretty simple menu.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And sometimes you get in there and it's like, oh, you turn page after page after page.
Right.
Yours is like, and who doesn't like a good cheeseburger?
Exactly. Well, we wanted to keep it simple. Do one thing very well instead of multiple things mediocre.
Love that. So love that.
The Bay Area Burger, you're located right on Broadway. Why'd you pick that location?
So when my real estate agent, when we were looking for a spot, in 2021, he asked me, all right, what are your two parameters? Where do you want to be located? How many square feet? I said, somewhere on Broadway in Green Bay or Washington Street, 1,500 or 2,000 square feet. When he called me fall of 2021, he said, drop what you're doing. Come meet me at 126 South Broadway. I got a bakery, Manzu Bakery. They're moving out. Right. They're upgrading to the old Hanson's.
That was going to be my next question. What had been in there?
Yep, right. Yep, and Manzu Bakery. And he said,
have you dealt with them?
No, I haven't.
Pretty high-end bakery.
Oh, awesome. Oh, I love them.
A really high-end bakery.
For a while, we do shakes and malts, and I was garnishing the top of my malts with their macaroons.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they went into the Hanson's over on Cray.
Yep.
Okay, one thing just for a point of reference, everybody wants to close to the sardine can.
Yep, right next to the sardine can. Yep.
Right next to the sardine can, and then the other side
that's
of you
70s
is
bar.
That 70s bar, which we'll talk about that. That's not your place.
I can't believe I haven't been there yet.
Yeah.
That seems like my kind of place.
It would be. And that's a fun place.
It's a cool
place.
Vibe. Yeah.
Cool. It's cool to go to your place, grab a little something, go there, or
exactly,
vice versa.
Have a drink. Yeah.
Right. Anyway, so the guy said 126.
Yep, so I came there, met him, 1,700 square feet, right on South Broadway. What more could I ask? Sign the lease, you know, that next month. And I got in there. That was November 21. I was like, all right, perfect. 3-month job. I'll find a contractor. We'll get in there.
To redo the place?
Yeah, to redo the place, build it out. I'll be open by February, right? Mm-hmm. 3-4 months of work. Well,
yeah.
Was I in for a surprise?
Yeah.
I couldn't find a general contractor to save my life. Yeah. You know, so I started researching. I looked up electrician, a plumber, got those things figured out. They stepped foot in there, and remember the electrician saying, like, yeah, okay, I can do this job. I can jump on it right away. Where's your site plan? And I'm like, well, here's my building permit.
Right, yeah.
I went to the city. Here's my building permit.
Yeah.
No, you need a site plan. So I called the city. I'm like, hey, I told you guys what I was doing. You just gave me a building permit. Oh, no, you need a site plan. I'm like, okay, can I have one? They're like, you got to have your architect draw that up.
Oh,
architect?
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. You need an architect, an engineer. So, all right, 2 months behind already.
Wow.
Yeah. So I get all that stuff. Still can't find a contractor. So.
But you stayed with it.
I stayed with it. I went on YouTube.
When did you open?
We opened January of this year.
And that was crazy.
Yeah. Well, so your 1-year anniversary coming up.
Yep. 1-year anniversary coming up. So,
cool.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people out there that have been in the first time in. They haven't been back in because we've had a hood issue since opening. We had to do a ventless hood system because the owners of the condo above us during the build-out process wouldn't let us go straight through to the roof.
Oh.
We're in the process of fixing that, finally found a contractor that can do that job. And the old tenants, we actually convinced them about 6 months back to purchase the condo. So now we own the condo, now we can go straight through. Finally found the contractor to do the hood work. So
you know,
that's coming up.
Back in my day and back in my hometown, if a place like that said they had a hood problem, it'd be like all the tough guys just called hoods. Back in my day, they were hoods.
The hoods.
All
the hoods.
Well, most of my followers, it's funny. Most of my followers, they come in, they're like, what? People have a problem with this? I love coming out here smelling like a burger.
Absolutely.
You remember, Al's, back in the day, you'd go on your lunch break.
Absolutely, no question.
And you went back to the office, and everyone said, you were at Al's, weren't you?
Absolutely, no question about it. I think that enhances it, no question.
I think with the Bay Area Burger, and I think the reason it's been talked about so much in 2023 and continue is that it's one really good product, the cheeseburger. Yep. I mean, you have a couple other things on the menu.
Exactly.
Maybe it's not an everyday thing, but, you know, people like to mix it up. A little Mexican food here, maybe some fine dining one night. But
exactly.
I mean, if you just want to go and spend not a lot of money, I mean, that's a great place to go. Yeah.
We got a full bar.
Right.
Boozy milkshakes and malts, you know.
I'm such a fan of it. I didn't know. I'm going to come down there.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a cheeseburger and a malt.
Exactly.
There's nothing better in the world than a cheeseburger and a malt.
A little break, right?
Yeah.
And then we'll hit the 70.
But what's the difference between a malt and a milkshake?
The only difference is the malt has malt powder in it.
Okay, that is. Okay. Yep. But there's something about that makes it so much better.
Exactly, yeah.
God, I love malts. Why didn't you bring us a couple of malts, Cole?
I know, I should have.
Todd, what's the matter with you, Todd? A good producer would do some show prep. And we'd be doing it for him.
Well, we just started breakfast, actually, there. So we're doing breakfast sandwiches.
Really?
Yeah, just during the week right now, the weekdays. My idea was, I was out there one morning, 6:30 in the morning, and I seen all the cars stopping at that stoplight right in front of the restaurant. And I'm like, huh. If these people are on their way to work and they're stopping, say, at McDonald's or Dunkin' Donuts or wherever else, I wonder if I can't put up a sign that says breakfast and get them to stop in here for a freshly made breakfast sandwich. You know,
it's funny you would say that. As I was coming out, because I live right here in this apartment complex, as I was coming out, I held the door open for a DoorDash-type person with a huge bag of McDonald's-type things.
Exactly.
And I thought to myself, boy, I'd love to grab one of those.
Well, and we do. You know, we got English muffin, croissant. You can do ham, bacon. I get in fresh ground sausage, and I smash it, you know, so I keep this theme of our smash burger. So fresh ground sausage patty, we smash it in-house. The sandwiches are $5-6. We got hash brown patty, orange juice, coffee.
We're with Cole Ducton.
There you go.
Ducton from Bay Area Burger Company. And the reason we've got Cole on, because Jim and I and Todd, we all said the same thing when we started this show. We love downtown Green Bay. It's got some warts. It's got a lot of warts. We're trying to help with some of those. But one of the main things we really want to do is really, really try to support the up-and-coming businesses in downtown Green Bay. And you guys are one of them. We want all of you to succeed. So whatever little part we can do, that's why we have you here right now in the Green Bay Press Gazette. And they did a great story the other day, and you were listed as one of the cool new places in downtown Green Bay.
That was the goal.
For the past year. So that's the reason we have this young man here today.
Yeah. What are your future plans?
So my future plans, you know, when I moved back to Green Bay, I wanted to make a point. I want a restaurant group here. I want to own a couple different establishments. Start out with this one that I know people love, Smashburgers, that I've been doing on my menus. And I want about three other concepts to open up in this area. So look out in the next 5-10 years.
You're going to look at that fine dining? I know you like that.
Yep. I'm going to do a fine casual. So new American fine casual, approachable menu for the blue collar Green Bay area at a lower price point to get them acclimated to what is, you know, next level of cooking that, you know, some people in Green Bay aren't used to or don't want to approach because they think it's too expensive or feel awkward going there because of the dress code or something like that. So I'm going to make it very approachable, very affordable, but a higher caliber level of food.
You know, I went to a place, and I told Jim and Todd this a couple of months ago maybe, just a buddy and his girlfriend helped me move some stuff here and took him to lunch. We all had cheeseburgers or a wrap, and $88. It's like, whoa, are you serious?
Yeah.
Right. You know, so I mean.
With a tip, it was $89.
Yeah, it was. $88.50. Yeah, unbelievable. Well, so I think this is awesome what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
So, Cole, The downtown, I mean, you could have invested in Howard, Bellevue, right? I mean, I'm sure you looked in.
Yep.
Tell me about, you know, you're a young kid, right? 24?
Yep. 20. No, I wish.
Okay, whatever. You're young. You're
30, 31.
Okay, 31.
Maybe 32.
You invested.
Maybe
30. Hold on, I look.
Maybe 30,
you,
I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead and ask that. But the point I want to make is, you know, you chose the downtown. You had other opportunities in this whole urban sprawl that we've experienced and continue to, because everybody else, you know, they call themselves Green Bay, but they're really not. And you chose to invest downtown.
Yeah, so
tell me why.
Just since I've been back, especially, you know, I've seen the changes that have happened in the area, right? Green Bay's always 5-10 years behind in trends and things like that, but I can see that they are evolving, right? Just like the food truck thing, you know. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, food trucks in Minneapolis were huge. You know, they were everywhere. Green Bay, you know, being 10 years, 5 years behind, okay, now you're starting to see food trucks everywhere, right?
Right.
So I can see the evolution of everything. I can see where Green Bay's headed, where the On-Broadway district's doing for that downtown area. And watch out, in the next five years, it's going to be something really amazing.
So we got to set a quick break. Stay with us if you don't mind, Cole.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to talk a little bit about that wine walk that was really huge down here.
Yeah,
okay?
That was awesome.
All right, we got to set a quick break. We're Cole Ducan from Bay Area Burger Company.
Now you're getting it.
Dang right. The meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel all right when you hear the music ring.
You're listening. Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell and Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell and Cordell has represented men in divorce.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell and Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Get big savings when insulating your home with Owens Corning at Menards. Insulating with pink foamular insulation can save you money on your utility bills, all while increasing your family's comfort. These pink panels are available in many different sizes and thicknesses to fit any project. The savings continue with federal tax credits and incentives. Earn up to 30% back on qualifying insulation purchases. Check out all the great deals going on now through December 31st during Menards' New Year's sale. Save big money at
Menards. From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. He's got a daytime job. He's doing all right.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Friday. Is this our last show of the year?
It is.
It is. Wow.
We're doing a best of. And Todd put together a very cool...
We've heard it's really good. What's the theme, Tom?
Tom. It is all about, like, new you for New Year.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. We're calling it Let's Get Physical.
Nice.
And there may have been some artwork made with your faces superimposed on some people working out with headbands.
That's not as cool.
And leg warmers.
How do you know it's not a picture for me in 79? Right. You don't know that. Where are these people?
I'll show it to you later. Okay. See how you guys feel about it.
Okay. Then let's get physical. Didn't that lady just die?
Olivia Newton-John. Oh, it's been a little while. That was the big trend in movies. One of the worst movies ever made then was Perfect, John Travolta.
Yeah.
And what's her name from Halloween? Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a terrible movie.
Anyway.
Remember that?
But speaking of healthy.
She was healthy.
Well, you know what? Yeah. But you know what was one of the biggest fallacies of the world with those things? Is when Jane Fonda. I'll be honest with you. I've never been a fan of because of what she did in Vietnam.
Well, yeah.
But anyway, she had that big workout thing. Well, she was anorexic. She wasn't losing weight by working out. She was anorexic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she made a lot of money off that.
Though. I know. We're at Cole Ducan from Bay Area Burger Company. Very interesting. An entrepreneur, young entrepreneur here in the Green Bay area. Started Bay Area Burger Company. And as we always like to say, he's just getting warmed up. Right?
Just warmed up. That's right.
Oh, boy. So we and you invested in downtown. And one of the reasons I think you did was because of some of the support that you received from On Broadway. And
One
of the you've had a couple of the Kris Kringle Market. You just recently had the wine.
Wine walk.
You know, I was didn't mean to interrupt, but
no, you're good.
I was going someplace that night, and it's like, what in the world's going on? I've never seen this many people in downtown Green Bay in the outside of like a farmer's market.
Right.
It's like I've never seen this many cars in downtown Green Bay.
And I didn't know what to expect when we signed up for the wine walk. You know, it was On Broadway provides the wine for, you know, 20, 25 different local businesses in the area. And they sell tickets for it. People come into these shops, and you know, the whole idea of behind On Broadway doing this is to get people to walk into somewhere that they normally wouldn't walk into, right? Get them to go into somewhere place they've never been on Broadway, right? Get that buzz about, get people talking about it. And that's exactly what it did for us. I mean, we went from, so it was every Friday, or the first three Fridays in December, right? Every week they basically sold out of tickets at their cap, 900 to 1,000 tickets. So every week we had about 900 people walking through our door, not, I'd say 90% that I talked to, because I was in there pouring the wine, punching the tickets, right? 90%. When did you get here? I've never been here before. Right. Coming up on our year anniversary, you know, right. Like marketing's hard. It's hard out there to get people to know, all right, we're new, we're in town, we're here.
Right.
You know, you have that first couple weeks of news, stories, right. Articles. After the next 3 months and that goes away,
yeah.
You don't keep up with it. It's gone.
And you can't rely on tourism. I mean, tourism exactly. is a good thing, but that's the icing on the cake. You know, you've really got to get a following from the local community.
Make a name.
And nothing better than word of mouth.
Exactly. And I tell you, out of those people that came that Friday wine walk, every week, the Saturday morning, you know, for lunch, 11 a.m., I think two of the times I counted 15 tables to 20 tables that I talked to that were at the wine walk the night before.
No kidding. So, that's awesome.
We live down here and work down here, but foot traffic is still a little light.
Exactly.
In downtown.
And we're working on that.
Well, you got to work a little harder because it just, these events can't be that sporadic. It's got to be something every week.
Exactly.
You've got to promote. And it's expensive, but the money's out there. Maybe we
once
lack
it happens,
a little leadership.
It happens.
Right. But there, you look at Minneapolis, you look at some of these places that are smaller than 107,000 people, I guarantee you that. And Minneapolis is bigger, but they are doing things that are little Two Rivers.
Yeah.
Always got something going on.
You're right about that. Two Rivers is a happening place. I'm not joking.
It is.
They
it really is. People
on.
Are traveling there. It's a destination
Absolutely.
Spot.
Absolutely.
But they got something different. You know, they're picking different pockets. It's not the same thing.
Exactly.
You know, from barbershop and brats to a car show to
just something.
The kite show.
The kite. Yeah. And then they did that.
Bands. What's the one in the summer about the Snowstorm Fest or something?
Right. It's Snowfest, isn't it?
Snowfest in July.
And then they did that Elvis thing and they brought in the real. It wasn't, you know. These guys were really good. But
that's cool.
We have to do more of that here. We have the money. We have the opportunity. We just have to capitalize on it. That's going to help your business.
I'll work on that.
Well, you don't have to work on it.
Work on it. No, so one of the things of me being involved, you know, setting roots in the Green Bay community is I want to get more involved. And, you know, I'm working on that. I'm getting expressed, so that feedback's good. You know, I think that's a good idea. You know, doing something every week. Okay, summer ends. Don't stop at summer. Right. Keep going through the winter, making sure everything's happening.
And they
keep it consistent in the same area.
And they don't all work. Nobody should get shot for trying.
Yep,
you know,
exactly.
And I just think we've got to try stuff. And you know, there's speaking of that, there's still another 5 days to get your signatures in if you want to run for office, right?
Yeah.
20 signatures, and you can run for city council, county board, and get behind. You know what's important, and that's the local municipalities to promote them. So I would encourage.
Might see my name out there.
I'd love it, man.
We got a text here. What about Smashburgers named after Mino, extra cheese, and the mayor, extra sauerkraut? Think about it. Actually, you know what? If you want to get free publicity for the rest of your career, name something the Milton Burger.
Oh my gosh!
My dog. It's my dog.
Oh, your dog.
He's great.
The Milton Burger.
He's listening too.
Yeah.
But we're really pleased that you were one of the top 10 businesses in the Press
Gazette. That's awesome.
And Johnny and I have supported your place. We've told people I've been there a number of times, as you know. But you know, marketing, it's tough to make money. It's a small
business.
Well,
the one thing since I've started, I've always had is a huge following. You know, when I opened the food truck in 2020, before I even had the truck in my driveway, I already created my Facebook page, my marketing, my website. I knew what I was going to do.
Awesome.
And my opening night was supposed to be October 17th of 21. And the food truck ended up blowing up on me. Honestly, the one that I bought, it was brand new out of Chicago. There was a leak valve in the fryer.
Oh, no.
I already used the flat top and stuff, but the month prior, I never lit the fryer. Well, the day I went to lit the fryer at a bar over off Velt, there was a leak in the back. The whole thing exploded. I had third-degree burns up and down my arms. Got airlifted to Columbia, St. Vincent's in Milwaukee. Like, yeah.
Oh,
you looked at my face.
God.
You looked at my face. You couldn't even tell who I was. I'll show you guys some pictures. You won't even recognize me.
How long ago was this?
This was October 17th of 21.
Wow.
I had my reopening night, my relaunch, December 2nd. I reopened the restaurant, Richard Cranium's. The place was packed. It was absolutely packed.
Wow.
Guy.
That's awesome.
You know?
That
and people are like,
God,
you're getting back
you,
in
man.
That food
yeah.
truck? I'm like, of course I am. I got a job to do. I got a vision. I got a goal set.
I'll tell you what, that's the attitude it takes.
It is. Yep. It does. That entrepreneur, boy, that's a spirit that people either have it or you don't.
Either have
it
or you don't.
Tell me about your website, how we can get in contact with you quickly on the hours.
Yeah. So our website, www.bayareaburger.com. Our Facebook, at Bay Burger GB. Same with Instagram, right. TikTok, Snap, all the social medias. Bay Burger, GB.
126 Broadway, right next to...
126 South Broadway. You can order online. We got free delivery.
You're the best.
Cole Dukan.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate
it. Company right on Broadway next to Sardine Can. Might as well say that because it's so close. So
exactly.
Maybe Chris will give me a free beer
someday.
Remember,
we started breakfast, so forget McDonald's.
Bring us down something someday.
Hey, I will do that.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks
Thank you, guys.
Being here. Congratulations.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Mind of the Mayor, back after this. Hey!
Your home for Mino. Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. At least 18 people were killed when Russia unleashed nearly 160 missiles and drones on Ukrainian targets. CBS.